Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a good friend, Chris Bishop, back on the show. Chris, as I've told you many times before, he is a Renaissance man because, as you know, what puts you over the top on being a Renaissance man is when you can play an instrument. He's a professional bass player, so that makes him that he's got that covered. He's also a very creative person. He's written a number of jingles that you've heard. He spent many years in the tech industry, and now he's devoted his life to helping you and helping you put your best foot forward. And he does that with us when he joins us on the show. Chris Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Nice.
So
yeah,
one of the things I know that you've been thinking a lot about is how small business owners can use online resources to help them get a little smarter, help them understand what's going on. One of the things I'm trying to help them focus on are areas that are not directly connected to their business, but are tangentially connected. Ways of sort of seeing what's coming at them over the horizon, probably things that are affecting their customers, and so that they know about them as their customers are learning about them, and they can do that with various resources that you talk about.
Yeah, so I think, again, it's sort of my passion for this democratization of learning, if you will, right, sort of broadly. And certainly small business owners are a sweet spot for this kind of information, for taking advantage of these kinds of capabilities. I mean, as we all know, nowadays there's so much information available in all kinds of sources. I mean, I heard you talking earlier with your earlier guest about, you know, reading the New York Times on your phone. I do that myself every day.
No, I don't read the New York Times on my phone. I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone.
Oh, okay. So I read the New York Times on my phone and Bloomberg, and I watch BBC News. But the idea, the metaphor is, right, that there's a lot of data and information out there that small business owners can take advantage of.
That's right.
I mean, there's stuff on YouTube. There are TED Talks. There's obviously myriad Wikipedia entries. There's lots of topic specific blogs and discipline specific and vertical specific.
There's so much, Chris. I think the issue now is not so much you and me telling them about what's available to them, but I think the big deal is doing something that I have to do, and I'm sure you have to do, and that is determining what I'm going to spend my time on. You know, I joked with you a minute ago about I don't read the New York Times on my phone or read the Wall Street Journal on my phone. You read the New York Times. You've chosen, we've both chosen where to spend our time reading a newspaper, right? And so my point is I think the issue is not so much, you know, all this stuff's available. The issue is how do I decide where to go and where to spend my time? What do I subscribe to? What do I try to find? What do you think?
So I think, again, based on, I would start, were I a small business owner, and I'm a freelance consultant at this point. But
you're a small business owner.
Yeah, small business owner. So pick, you know, what vertical and or discipline are you interested in learning more about or staying in touch with? As you said, being aware of what these organizations' customers are doing. So are you in retail? Are you in transportation? Are you in legal, or so what kind of product or service are you providing to your customers? And then do a Google search, and you might even set up a Google alert based on a topic.
It's amazing.
Right? So what's happening
in yesterday,
retail,
I'm working on
and
a project.
Feed you the data.
I'm working on a project right now with a group, and I found one piece of information that two links later, I uncovered some research that's going to be a silver bullet for this project we're working on, and it's just because I started nosing around, but all along the way, you have to decide, okay, is this resource that I'm looking at, is this one I want to hang out with? Do I want to know more from them? Or, you know, because you've only got so many hours, 1,440 minutes a day, right? That's all we got.
Yeah, it's true. And the other thing I would say, too, is there are topics you can get sort of free courseware, like MOOCs and Spocks, right? MOOCs is massively open online courses. to learn more about a specific topic without dedicating your whole life to it or going to college or taking a course or having to pay a lot of money.
Yep.
I mean, the example I often cite is Andrew Ng, who I consider the Elvis Presley of artificial intelligence, right? He's this brilliant guy in California. He taught at Stanford. He was the chief scientist at Baidu. But he offers an online course on Coursera called AI for Everyone.
Right.
And if you, small business owner, or a member of your team...
Hey, Chris, hold on to that thought. Yeah. We're going to come back and let you back in on that after the break. 2010,
cool.
Right back with Chris Fisher. I'm Jim Blassing. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.